Facebook drives me crazy. I don't know why I continue to get on it, but occasionally it does give me a good sermon idea, so maybe it's worth all the aggravation. This week I saw something on Facebook that said this: Christmas tip, wrap empty boxes for presents, and when your child misbehaves or doesn't listen, throw one into the fire. Now, I assume it means throw one gift into the fire, and not one child. But, I don't have kids, but this just doesn't sound like good parenting to me. Because what happens is that whatever's under the tree becomes not a gift, but a weapon, a way of manipulating. And ever optimistic, I think, what if your children do behave? Do you then open the empty boxes and admit your dishonesty and pessimism? And then what do they do the next time they see a wrapped gift? Do they trust it? Either way, I think this suggestion, this Christmas tip, closely parallels some of the worst theology in our religious culture today. That theology says this: do right or there's no present for you, no future at the end of life, no comfort. This bad theology insists that someone or something is getting thrown into the fire. That is such a graceless theology. Today is Christmas Day. We have been given a gift, incarnate in this baby Jesus, born in the lowliest of circumstances and come to us in our own tragic and frightening times. We have been given a gift. And trust me, God will not use this gift as a weapon. God wants to draw us near with love and not with fear and threats, as many religious people and traditions would like to do. And I wonder if we can be more aware of the grace of God. What gifts will God give us in this life if we accept that divine grace and live our lives as loving and hopeful human beings? I think that life would mean no more threat of empty boxes, no more gifts thrown into the fire, nothing but the grace of God. Come to us first in a manger, and now in one another. If we live this life, then grace becomes not a transaction or a weapon, but really a gift. God is the ultimate gift giver. God has given us this gift of grace, requiring nothing from us except acceptance. The gift of grace. God will not tease us or punish us with an empty box, and nothing will get thrown into the fire. Amen. Mm-hmm.